okay, the other verse is in Romans 12:2. It says this: do not be conformed to this world any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's where we're going to stretch our old wineskins, but we have the mind of Christ. See? He says, by the renewing, because I'm going to come into an alignment. That's that word that he spoke in the beginning that he gave me, is that it says right here where we're making adjustments and we're the confluence where they're coming together. It's coming into an alignment, how he thinks. So here he says that do not be conformed to this world any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can prove whatever is good, acceptable, and perfect, the will of God. Well, the old wineskin, it's important to understand how people have been thinking to understand how much more valuable this glory wisdom is. The old wineskin, and the thinking was that, well, there was three different levels of God's will. God's perfect all the time, but they'd say, well, there's a permissive will and there's a perfect will. However, God is always merciful. That doesn't change. And the reality is that if you take that and look at from everything that's around you, now his glory is going to be invested. He said that he placed placed treasure within us. That treasure is riches of glory for everything in this life and the life to come. And all of that treasure, I can invest the same way any other kind of treasure. And so I can invest it into spiritual building materials that frames and change things that as an authority in the realm that he assigned me to. So here it is, looking at it for, because the whole world isn't in God's will. So now whatever is not perfect, not acceptable, and not good is not God's will. He says, and he's to see into the kingdom. I have to see into the spiritual realm. And so he's given me this framework that I can actually see to adjust my thinking. Well, that's not perfect. So therefore, because it's not perfect, his glory, which is in me, transforms that until it is perfect. And so it also, because it's, I consider this present suffering not worthy to be compared to the glory that's about to be revealed in me until it is perfect. Because I don't back off. Because I already know that he says that this present suffering is a temporary condition. Because he says so. So it's like now I'm learning how to work with his glory. This is how they caught that. Our flesh does not ever jump up and down. We just got our backs beat. We just got our backs beat. We don't ever sing that song. But that's what John and Peter did. They said that they rejoiced that they were counted worthy, and they just cut out of being beaten for preaching in the name of Jesus. Glory wisdom transformed their thinking. And they didn't do that because, well, Lord, we just pray that you just give us enough strength. That would be faith. They operated in glory wisdom because it immediately transformed them. They came up into it higher. That's why it's amazing, because there's so many things that God's doing on so many different levels all at once, just by one word. And so, here's another one. I need to put this together. I'm going to take a break real quick. Just want to put this out there. I wrote these down a couple of times on different things, that how people think. Here's somebody operating in pride. This is how I think too. And pride, here's the definition of pride. You're the only one that's right, but you don't know it, you know? And here's this religious spirit, because it's, you know, there's a lot of it out there. You start talking something that's different than what they're exposed to or used to, you know? Well, here's people operating in that spirit. They're experts in telling you things they know nothing about. Okay? So, that word that's in this, in our text, where it says blinded. Well, Jesus talked about that. He says that you're blind guides and leading others. So they're leading others and they're blind themselves. Well, when you understand blind, when we look at that at its first level, it looks like, well, these are unbelievers, like a condition of people that are unbelievers. But there are people that are believers that are unbelieving. Thomas was a believer but did not believe in the resurrection until he placed his hands in Jesus' hands where he saw the holes. So that if you look at this clear, that unbelieving condition is where my mind has not been transformed and the world's still flat. You know, because I don't have any proof, it looks flat to me, and everybody else says it's flat. Well, until my mind gets renewed, I don't actually have truth. Truth sets you free, and that's what Jesus says. It makes you free. It absolutely rearranges your furniture, how I say it a lot of times. That's what this glory wisdom is. This is why this is really important. It is truth that's unmixed. There's nothing in it. It's absolute pure word from the Father. And that pure word from the Father, he says that the wisdom from God, the wisdom from heaven, first of all, is pure, peaceable, unwavering. And it just comes in and it makes you free because you've received truth for the first time. And like when I first got saved, that was one of the things I actually experienced. Nobody told me. It's like, wow, I knew the truth. And I also knew I was pure. And also knew I was right. But there wasn't one person that was telling me that I was pure or that I knew the truth or that I was right. That was the Holy Spirit. But it was the immediate results and the immediate effect that was in me. So he feeds that and he continues feeding that. Okay, let's go back to our text in Nicodemus, because this is, Jesus said, and he answered him, he says, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. And so there's a scripture that's on your outline, even, probably should pull that up, didn't plan to go there, but this will come up. We'll go into this more, but I just want to read it because it's right there and it's noteworthy to pick it, grab it. It's 1 Thessalonians 2:12 says that ye would walk worthy of God who called you unto his kingdom and glory. Okay, that's really important to understand because it's a conjunction and glory. So it's, and it's the same time frame, but there is a wisdom that is a, like, these threads all the way through scripture, rightly divide the word. So here, at the same time that this glory wisdom is coming out, all of this kingdom wisdom is coming out. And it's interesting that it's about the same time that you start hearing more people talking about the kingdom. Well, Jesus was preaching the kingdom. He says the kingdom of God is at hand. At hand is present tense. It's right now. Right now. And he says, the kingdom of God is within you. Okay, that kingdom, which is greater than who any one of us are individually, he placed the whole kingdom inside of us, and he's called it glory. So the glory, you know, don't get it wet with your words, because it opens up and opens up everything. So here, he says, kingdom and glory. Okay, so it's, his kingdom is the kingdom of light. His kingdom is where his glory is what operates in that kingdom. And the way that God qualified us, which we had in that first module, God himself, the Father himself qualified us so that we have direct access into the kingdom. And he's the one that placed his glory in us. And he's the one that sent his Holy Spirit. And he's the one that's teaching. So he's absolutely given us total freedom to start learning how to walk with him and operate in his glory. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. So as a little kid, we're like a little kid in a candy store, because all these things, everything, every single scripture, every single promise starts like, wow, I wonder what this could do. Wonder what this could do. Well, that's what I did. And that's exactly what I did. It's like, so here, and for, if you knew that story, well, this is one of the things he shared with me, and that kind of connected me with a lot more. But then, you know, you start experimenting on all these other promises. because all the promises of God are yes and amen.